This is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news, intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversation. 96.9 FM. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
Woe is me. There seems to be shame and scandal in that F&M family. What is happening in the F&M? They mix up. The chairman is the chairman, but the chairman don't know. The leader is the leader, but Menace say he got to go. Woe is me. There's shame and scandal in this F&M family. Man, I got one news report I got to play. I got to play because the people in Mount Moriah, the F&M branch, is saying, you know, what he talking about? I need to analyze that and say, Aaron, I know we only agreed to do one show, but you need to come and join me to listen to what is happening in the F&M. So, producer, ring that thing up, right? I want you to play that. And I want it to soak into my listening audience because there's confusion in this F&M party. And I need to understand, what is the chairman's job? What is the leaders in the Mount Moriah constituency job? And what men is doing? What men is Tinky doing? But producer, play that so we can understand what's happening.
FNM's Mount Moriah Constituency Association Chairman Bennett Minna says he is not fair being threatened with expulsion from their party. That was the threat leveled against the party's Garden Hills branch chairman, Zendel Morley, last week after he disobeyed a directive from the FNM chairman and welcomed Dr. Minna to speak at his association meeting. Dr. Dwayne Sands in a letter also accused Morley of failing to hold monthly association board meetings, rendering the association inactive. He ordered Morley to stop all association activities, but Morley went ahead with that March 7th meeting. He is now facing a disciplinary review. Asked whether he was concerned similar action will be taken against him, Minnis told the Nassau Guardian he will not be dictated to by Dr. Sands.
Dr. Sands, don't tell Mount Moriah Chairman and Executive Constituency Association what to do. Dr. Sands cannot dictate us here in Mount Moriah. The same thing he couldn't do. He tried it in darkness. He couldn't do it. Mount Moriah is independent. We are part of the FNM. But we take our own bills. We do our thing. We support the leadership of the party. We support the leadership of the party. But who we choose to speak directly, not Dr. Fox. He may try with one or two weak constituencies, but Mount Moriah is not a weak constituency. So I don't listen to him. I don't pay attention to him. We invited Dr. Minnis to speak at our constituency association on the 20th place. Dr. Minnis will speak.
The former F&M leader is also expected to address the party's Carmichael constituency soon. Minister said Dr. Sands cannot expel anyone from their party.
And if he wants to talk about expulsion, then he can go right ahead. He will expel himself right back to the PLP when he comes in. He comes with the bosom of the PLP, and he comes with the F&M account to change things around there. It don't work that way. I respect Dr. Sands, but it don't work that way. Now that is you asked me a question, and that is my answer. I speak from Martin Raya. I'm the chairman. I'm constant contact with my executive, my team, and I know what I'm doing. He tried it with Garden Hills, it didn't work. And I'm sure he would try with other constituency, but I can guarantee you some other constituencies it will not work either. I said we're not afraid of being expelled from the party. He can't expel us. We are FNMs. He's not.
Well, Dr. Sands
has said we are FNMs. He's not. Dr. Dwayne Sands can't tell me what to do in Mount Moriah. I am the chairman of Mount Moriah, and I must say what goes. And I have the executive team in support. I need to get a copy of the FNM Constitution. Anyone out there has a copy of the FNM Constitution? Mind you, I inbox a senior FNM, an MP, right? Because, you know, they give me the names during, give me the phone number during election time. And say, man, send me a copy of your constitution. I ain't get it yet, by the way. I need to understand what is the role of the chairman can do and what he cannot do. Because there seems to be chaos. Someone doesn't understand their job. Yeah. And I want to know, why is all of this playing out in the public? So that's where I come to Aaron Green, right? I want to know if you know what the constitution of the FNM is. And do you understand what a chairman of a political party is supposed to do? Because they said Dwayne Sands ain't doing it. And if he ain't doing it, or if he is doing it, why these people just agitating and pushing back? Something is wrong.
Well, listen, I do not have a copy of the FNM's constitution in front of me. I'd hoped to make contact with Stephen Arena, who I think is Dr. Stephen Arena now after completing his or Professor Rudy Tinker, because I know both of them have engaged in extensive study of both PLP and FNM party constitutions. But on the surface of it, Mr. Newry, I would imagine that the leader of the party, right? The leader of the party technically is in charge of the MPs and the people in the House, right?
The leader is in charge of ministers. The leader can't be in charge of the former prime minister. He's former prime minister.
Listen.
And I hear you, but the leader can't be in charge of ministers. But go ahead.
Listen, if your moniker is MP, I imagine that the leader of the party is in charge of you in the House of Assembly. But I imagine that the chairman of the party would be in charge of chairmen of constituency association chairmen. Why wouldn't the chairman of the party direct the constituency executive association?
You ain't hear Mount Moriah chairman say he ain't in charge of him. So you can bully Carmichael Road, or Carmichael constituency, but definitely you can't bully Mount Moriah as to what they can and cannot do.
Now, and you know, what he highlighted, right? There's a quote from the article, Mount Moriah FNM Branch Books Minutes for Speaking Engagement. Bennett Minutes says, quote, he tried it in Garden Hills, but he couldn't do it. Mount Moriah is part of the FNM. But we take care of our own bills. He might try it with one or two weak constituencies, but Mount Moriah is not a weak constituency. And so, oh boy, looking at this constitution would be so hell. You know, is your independence or dependence dependent on your ability to fund your own activities?
But it's still... is the role of the chairman. We need to understand what is the role or mandate of the chairman of the FNM and what they can and cannot do. Because it seems as if, I'm not sure if he's related to the former prime minister, Hubert Minnis, but coincidence by last name. He's saying that they are independent. They are part of the body of the FNM, and no one can discipline them. Because they pay their own bills, right? So they can invite and have anyone speak on any topic. But let's talk about that. Surely there's no problem that a Mount Moriah Church of the FNM can invite anyone to speak on to enrich, to develop their organization. Surely that should be allowed, eh? Why is there any frustration there?
Well, I think, you know, a timeline would be helpful because there's a difference between, right? There's a difference between, we gonna have a meeting. Pintard, we gonna have a meeting, and we think we want minister to come speak. And then Pintard says, I don't really feel comfortable with him assuming a platform as prominent as that at this time. There's a difference between that and there being a directive issued from the party leadership that menace is not to be engaged. And then an executive body says, or a chairman of an association says, well, he don't pay the light bill in this building, so we're going to have whoever we want to speak. I think there's a difference there. Surely any constituency could identify anybody they want to come and speak at the event. But what happens if a directive is given and your choice clearly goes against that directive?
But can there be a directive? That's the question. And I'm just comparing the PLP's constitution. The PLP tends to be more open. I don't understand why, but the PLP tends to be more open. In their constitution, the chairman is to run the NGC, right? The chairman is to run the NGC and to speak on behalf of the party in general. So when there's like a general announcement of what's happening about the party, it's the chairman who does that, right? And they make appointments of the committees. So the chairman is the one who have all the or house all of the meetings to elect the chairs of these various constituency branches, right? But of course, the chairman also have informal powers, and most of it for moral persuasion. So, well, this is the party's agenda, and we want this agenda be proliferated through all of these other constituency branches. But it seems to be a obvious and a blatant disconnect regarding the FNM's party's agenda, right? Because I only can assume, the chairman of the FNM gets directive of culture of what the theme is that the FNM is trying to accomplish from the leader of the FNM. So the leader
Why would you assume that?
Because there hasn't been any public overtures or any machination by the leader to say, tell its chairman, stop. So if that isn't happening, as one must assume that he got the endorsement of the leader. If the leader's not complaining.
Or you're left to assume that the chairman is really in charge of the party. And the leader of the party is in charge of MPs and government business.
But see, and
that's always been... That's always been my reading of the situation, and maybe it's because I really focused on a Bradley Roberts Perry Christie administration, right? Where it appeared as if Bradley Roberts was really in charge of the party and holding the whip, you know, controlling the whip and holding people to the line.
But to the liking and to the endorsement of the leader.
But this is it. And we are left. The question is, are we left to presume who is in charge until we could take a look at these constitutions? The next thing that if I could just for a second, I'm always concerned about the importation of party politics into governance and how we tend to bastardize, right, the rules of governance and even parliamentary procedure. Right? We tend to bastardize them with these conventions and cultures that we practice in the party, right? And I wonder if now the parties themselves are suffering from the same fate where they now can no longer distinguish between what is clear and identifiable provisions in the constitution of their party and what has become party convention.
But culture dictates to law, as we know. Our text here says, good morning. It seems as if it's just a bunch of unruly men, size, all chiefs, and no Indians. I want to ask you this. There is rumors rumbling in the Bahamas in general that the former prime minister, the MP for what that constituency where Hubert Minnis is, like the name escapes me,
Kalani,
is making overtures to be to regain the leadership of the party, the FNM party. Mm-hmm. And in fact, the positioning or stopping the blockage of having a minister, Hubert Minnis, speak at various constituency is because he is using his voice, the platform, the party's platform, to promote and to politic his agenda of returning as leader. Now, yes. Let's say that's true. I'm not sure because, you know, this could all could be PLP mischief and a false narrative. Who knows, right? Let's say that it is true that Mr. Minnis, Dr. Minnis, is trying to oust the leader of the Free National Movement, and he wants to do that by going and campaigning on various platforms, by going to constituent meetings. Surely someone was supposed to say cease and desist. And if there's someone who's supposed to say cease and desist, wouldn't that be the chairman of the party?
I agree with you. Furthermore, I just want to take this opportunity to say that the FNM should consider this greatly. Like, you know, apparently the FNM is the only thing that could protect us from another most right honorable Prime Minister Hubert Minnis. And so it's important to say to the FNM, like, if you can't protect us from that, then we're going to have to protect us from you.
I want to explore that, right? There are a number of bohemians that's happening inside the FNM party, but a number of bohemians have concluded that the former prime minister was a failure and the Bahamas needs protection, the words you use, from him. But it's clear that there are people within the FNM party system who does not believe that. And in fact, they are making room. They're carving out a spot for him to speak publicly and speak loudly, to address FNMs as in a whole, right? And perhaps there is a disconnect. Who is protecting decision tree? And is it a different concept or a thought happening in the FNM? You know, when you say you're preaching to the choir and the choir is convinced, perhaps how we see it or how you see it is different than how FNM see it. The FNM seeing that Hubert Minnis is the savior. He will save the Bahamas.
I don't know. I had an opportunity to do it, and he called out early. You know, anything would have been believable up to the point where he called a snap election while he was the prime minister, and he shortened his term. On those grounds alone, I can't imagine that you feel that you have an opportunity, like that an opportunity exists. You gave it up. Many people were prepared to wait and see what you could do next. You told us you had nothing left in the bag. And so, you know, that's what we want to, the sense of what we want to be protected from beyond a prime minister that can blatantly say that he is prepared to ignore the provisions of the Constitution to run the country. You know, that's extremely problematic. But question is Minnis of the victim, right? Is Minnis or is Pintard victim of a greater unrest in the party?
And right? I wanted to explore that too, especially after this caller we have waiting here, because we know that Minnis has been subject to a coup, let's put that in quotes, from party supporters before. And he has proven himself to be a political master, right? Be able to survive strife and come and succeed. In fact, people would say that he is not even ordinary, that he is a political animal and knows exactly how to manipulate and how to overcome obstacles. But let me read this text and go to the phone line right now. It says, as long as Dr. Minnis is active in the FNM, there will be unrest in that party. Other than money and corruption. That's Minnis. I can't read that part. They're asking, what does Dr. Minnis bring to politics?
Say, Mr. Pintard needs to act immediately. And this is from Grand Bahama. Let's go to the caller. Go ahead, caller.
Yes. Good morning, guys.
Good morning.
Morning.
Yes. Listen, I mean, again, you know, this is some of the serious things that are happening in our country. Okay, first, in my understanding and in my simple words, the question, the responsibility of the chairman of these political parties. The chairman's role is to carry out the vision of the leader of the party, the council members, carry out that vision. The chairman of the party collects the big money of the party. That's why you could see the chairman speaking to the constituency leaders. That's all of that is a part of the chairman's responsibility. I heard Ms. Green even referred to Mr. Bradley Roberts, who was known as an awesome chairman. Yes. Okay? Now, that's in local terms. But what is so interesting to me, again, in our country, Dr. Hubert Minnis has enjoyed two major victories from this same group of people, if we like to remember. You remember when Loretta Butler became the leader in the House of Assembly? Mm-hmm. After that, Dr. Minnis won. The other situation slipped me right now, where Dr. Minnis had another victory from the same group. Yes, and he was voted out by the members of parliament, no confidence. And he come back and win that by the same people. Now, what is so amazing to me, guys, Dr. Minnis is one of our prime minister who was caught by signing a major deal in Grand Bahama. Dr. Minnis is also the same prime minister who talk about the level of corruption in the Bahamas at an international level. Now, as I have come to understand the Westminster system, once a party and the prime minister was defeated at the poll, it's only the courteous thing for that minister to settle down, to just, even if he remains a part of the party, settle down. And we've seen it demonstrated by all of the prime ministers before him. This is the most aggressive prime minister so far. And you know what? I don't think Dr. Minnis really want to be exactly the leader of the party, though. If he can achieve that, I'm sure he'll accept it. He just wants to have enough influence to take out, spite on some people. That's really what I believe. Because there's no way a prime minister supposed to be right now. In other words, the party, when he needed the caucus of the party to win, they caused him to win two times. You know, the big two times. Now the people send him home. What else do you want? This is amazing. Our country is just in a stupor. Okay. And I'm tired, man.
Okay there, caller. I appreciate that. And the caller made some interesting points, right? Minnis has proven himself to be a winner. He has survived several political attacks, turmoil within his party, right? He knows the mechanism of his party. He's proven to be the stronger amongst them, right? He, in fact, one would even say that he went toe-to-toe against his even former prime minister, a former leader, Hubert Ingram, and won that too. Mm-hmm. right? So he is a pillar of strength. He is able to know what it is to overcome odds within the FNM party. But and we must consider the Bahamian public, the voters, the constituencies, right? Must consider that perhaps the FNM party desires a Hubert Minnis to lead, despite what the wider constituents are thinking.
Boy, those are strong words, man. So I was about to say, when you acknowledge that Minnis would have won a battle, against former Prime Minister Ingram, I say to you, but did he win the battle to lose the war? Did Minnis set a precedent with his treatment of former PM Ingram that he is now faced with, dealing with on the other side of the stick of power? Because he may be good at politics, but the question is, does that political acumen translate to governance and his ability to govern? And I think that's the issue that all prime ministers have been plagued with, and that is my greater concern. Whether he can politic, it means nothing to me, but his ability to govern. And that's beyond the question of, can a doctor govern? Because I think the difference between an Ingram and a Minnis, if we accept that Minnis does have the political acumen, is that like a doctor, he cares not about his patient's feelings. Only that the patient understands clearly the diagnosis and the way forward. Eh?
Mm-hmm.
While a lawyer understands the need.
So you're saying, Aaron, that there is a distinction between ability to lead a political party and ability to govern a government.
A country.
And that perhaps Dr. Minnis can manage and the FNM party, but he clearly has demonstrated that he cannot govern a country.
That's what I suggested. At the very least, I'm suggesting that thought should be considered. It should be put on the table. We should take a look at it.
So now what for the FNM party, right? We see that there is turmoil, right? It's being played out publicly, right? There are people in the Bahamas, even current members of the FNM saying that this shouldn't be public. This, whatever turmoil you're going through, should not be public. It should be done behind closed doors. But someone is leaking this information. Not leaking. They are contacting the media to let the media know within their party. Why do you think that is happening?
Well, see, I think that's political skullduggery, right? I think that's political machination. Now, as an outsider, but forced to participate in these political games, because these people insist that they and they alone have the mandate from God to govern me and the country I reside in, right? Sitting from the outside, I'm happy that they're doing it, because sure, your internal party political matters to some degree should be private. But when you insist that you have the mandate to govern the country, then we all become stakeholders in the discussion of what's happening within the party. And further to that, I would hate for Minnis and Pinnard or their supporters to think that the issue sits solely in this moment with a perceived or an alleged tension between Pintard and Minnis. I think to solve this matter, we got to go way back, right? I would go as far back as, I would start here with Minnis setting a precedent for his own treatment with the way that he directed the party treat the former Prime Minister Hubert Ingram. Then we transition.
Are you talking about the Ingram era is over? And that not just, being excluded, not just that, moving forward.
Right. That and the subsequent treatment, the suggestion that the miscommunication or the mishap with the advance poll for Mr. Ingram and his wife was intentional, all of that, right? Whether it is connected or not, mixed with it. Then we transition to the saga of the SAD 7 and the LBT Sands coup, right? Where they took the leader of the opposition from Minnis. Mind you, he only got it back at the convention. And then we transition to, right, then we trickle down to the present. We have to look at the Archer Kelly dynamic. And then we have to look at the Richard Johnson dynamic incident, right?
And we must even talk about the Richard Johnson fiasco, the suspension of him, and that he's not able to participate in the meetings. And perhaps now, that is something that should be investigated. Go ahead.
Stick a pin. Remember now, the courts have already ruled, right? In the Guardian, in this week's Guardian, or last week's Guardian, the headline is, judge orders that FNM vice chair be allowed to attend meetings. Justice Deborah Frazier, in a March 8th order, said that Pintard and Sands, including their agents, servants, members, and officers, quote, are hereby restrained individually and in their representative capacities as leader and chairman, respectively, of the Free National Movement, close quote, from, open quote, restraining, prohibiting, or otherwise interfering with the plaintiff in the discharge of his functions as a duly elected vice chairman, close quotes. She said the order was inclusive, but not limited to Johnson's, quote, attendance at and participation in all meetings of the executive committee and the Central Council Free National Movement, pending the determination of the plaintiff's claim herein or further order of this court.
And Aaron, so pause right there.
Yeah.
How can a judge force people to associate with someone? If I say, I ain't want you to attend no meeting with me, or I ain't coming, that's it. I ain't attending. And the thing is, they voted and concluded they don't want him amongst them when they speak. They can't speak clearly with him present. The judge can't force. I mean, of course, she did already order, or he already did order. But they don't want to talk to him in that presence because
I think
loose lips is sink ships, and he has a loose lip.
I don't think this judgment is in relation to the proceeding. I think it's simply saying that while the matter is still being heard in the court, you are not straight his participation in his function and role as vice chairman,
which is
pending the determination of the plaintiff's claim herein or further order of this court.
But Aaron, we have a couple of calls. Let me pass the caller through so we can expand more on that. Producer, pass the caller through for me, please. Go ahead, caller. Go ahead, caller. Caller Gurn once. Caller Gurn twice. Move on to the next caller. Go ahead, caller.
Hey, good morning, Mr. Neary.
Good morning. How you doing, man?
And good morning, Aaron.
Good morning.
How's the leg coming on?
It's good. It's good.
You know, I said that wrong. Let me say it bohemian way. How is the leg coming on?
Oh, the leg is good. The leg is good.
Listen, people tend to forget Dr. Miller's specialty. He's a gynecologist. He is now doing a hysterectomy on the FNN. He is literally doing what he can to dig them from the inside out. And I think the gentleman who is the case in court now, I think he may be one of the mouthpiece that is bringing everything to the public. It's why they don't want him a part of their meetings. Because he may be one of those who is bringing everything outside. You know, even those things which should be in, he's bringing everything out because he wants to knock the party off his feet.
I love your colorful metaphor. He's doing a hysterectomy on the FNM. And he's reminding us that he's a gynecologist, right?
Yeah.
But I quicken to say, why do women need hysterectomy? To take out the cancer. Perhaps there's a cancer in the F&M that he's trying to take out in order to save the patient. So perhaps what he's doing is a good thing. See, I'm just using your words.
Thank you.
Thanks very much, Carla. I'm going back to you, Aaron, right?
Yeah.
Talking about Richard Johnson and the judgment by the judge, right? Saying that the ruling is that he should not be interrupted for carrying out his duties as first vice chair, right?
While the matter is still being heard.
But the issue here is part of his job mandate is to attend meetings that these people, the FNM, have concluded that they don't want to be a part of no more. They have voted and concluded that whilst he is here, they cannot operate effectively because he is disruptive. How can they now force him to attend a meeting where the people aren't comfortable?
Well, I think the question is a matter of whether the procedure of attempting to remove him from the prevent him from coming to the meetings, if they're following the proper procedure. The party has a constitution, and even if you are the leader, you are required to follow the provisions in terms of the constitution. I think they call this irony, Mr. Newry, but I can't get to my dictionary right now because I'm a foot.
Yeah, I see. I was inboxed the FNM constitution, and I just forwarded to you. So we got to go through that and see and investigate what's the role of the chairman, what all the chairman can do, what is the role in terms of suspending members, if members can be suspended, what is the role of a constituency branch chairman? Do they get directives from the national chairman, and can they operate independently of the political organization in general? So that's what we'll be doing our homework on. So when we come back, we'll be able to speak in detail and in truth in regards to that. But I see I have another telephone call there, producer. Is that a call? No? Okay. You're nodding, but it is a call. Pass the caller through then. Go ahead, caller. Can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
Go ahead. You're live. No, they hang up. They didn't want to talk to me anymore. No problem then. But Aaron, so this is where we are. There is a disconnect between the FNM party and its apparently its leadership and its chairman and, of course, the former leader of the FNM, Hubert Minnis. And persons are saying that he's being blocked, purposely being blocked. He's a victim of the political party and the machinery, that they don't want him to speak and engage various constituency. And they're saying that it's unfair and that he should be awarded the opportunity to speak. So now we are trying to investigate and determine whether a chairman of the political arm of the whole party can direct constituency leaders that we're not making space for him.
Absolutely. These are important questions. What it raised for me, I say this question understanding the weight of it. Have Pintard and Sands played their hand? And is this an informal show of no confidence in the leader and the chairman? And the party leadership as a whole, where's the party with? Right? Who can and who is supposed to bring the party to order?
That's the chairman. The chairman is the party whip. But he seems to be ineffective. But I want to ask you this. Can Pintard and Dwayne Sands survive the next FNM convention? If it was me, I have no time soon because I didn't see the play. I would have started, what do you call that? Merit people?
Stalwart if counselors.
I think stalwart counselors is PLP, but merit people, right? I was Pintard, I would have started appointing people like crazy in preparation for the next convention. But that's just me because I understand politics. But I have another caller here. Go ahead, producer, pass the caller through.
Hey, morning, Drew. How you doing?
I'm doing well. How you doing?
And good morning to Lady Aaron. Hey, Aaron, what's
good
up?
Good morning. Blessings.
Listen, you know what? you got sensible people out here. It may not be much as we want, right? But you got well sensible thinking people in this country, right? Everybody mm-hmm. knows that Dr. Minnis and Pindadem, they come under the banner of the Free National Movement. And each entity you belong to have constitutions, rules, and regulations. You understand? Now, somebody ain't being honest. Pindad is going to meet him somewhere, okay? The chairman say, okay, Pindad, we're going over here. We're going to Guardian Radio to have the meeting. Only five speakers we're going to allow because we only got an hour. We only can be there an hour or two. So when they have the next speaker, six speakers come in to jam himself and they're when they already allotted spaces for only five speakers. What Dr. Minnis is doing is undermining the leadership of the Free National Movement because they got rules and regulations and ain't nobody should be debating that. We need to call these things what these people are doing a spade. You understand? I mean, Minnis is undermining and dividing that body. Ain't no ifs, ands, and buts. Because Nui, if you, like I said, if you got somewhere and the people tell you, Nui, you got 20 minutes, what you can do?
Yeah.
You take your 20 minutes and you go. So when Aaron comes and say, Nui, well, I will say something for 5 minutes. But Nui, Aaron, sorry for that. We out of time and I only have 20 minutes. And that's all I want. Call being with me to stop being stupid, stop dividing, and stop and call things for what they are. Thanks for taking my call.
Thank you very much, caller. Aaron, right?
Yes, sir.
Is there another caller there before I go back to Aaron? Let's make sure before. No, that's not right. Aaron, I want to know is there such a thing as a team Minnis versus a team Pintad within the party, the African party?
There must be. There have to be. At this point, whether Pintad or Minnis have pulled the teams together themselves, whether they realize that they're team leaders, whether anybody made them aware that they chose them as their team leader and they now leading a whole faction of the party, I think these things clearly exist. And the question is, will Pintard or does Pintard have the emotional intelligence, but does he have the political and personal maturity to stick it in the bud and to disrupt that type of culture from within the party? Because it's not only is it extremely problematic, but he can easily become the victim of something that he thinks is supporting him or propelling him. I think the PLP has a very big problem. I'm sorry, the FNM has a very big problem with their image and with their internal dynamics. How can a party that has had the coup, the distasteful treatment of former leaders by current leaders and party members, right? Multiple instances with multiple former prime ministers, the coup, the conflict among senior party members, and then this legal constitutional conflict. How can that party convince me or the general public that they know how to deal with conflict, that they can engage at the international level in discourse and strategy and policy making around global international conflict that may or may not involve the Bahamas, like the Haitian, the crisis in Haiti right now? How can you convince us that you can devise policies, strategies, and legislation to deal with internal conflict like gang violence, community violence, and social unrest?
But Aaron, let's go on this break because I
deal with crime.
Let's go on this break because I wanted to know how can that's the exact same thing. I want to know. We can talk about image on the next side. We're going. This is Guardian Radio on the AM with T.A. Nuri, and have you with me. We'll be right back.
Love the show? Want to give your support? Become a sponsor today. Call 302-2300 for our rates and packages. That's 302-2300. Become a sponsor on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
The new Guardian Radio app is here. Listen live to all our Guardian Radio shows and live video stream select programs in our studio. Get information about Guardian Radio shows and our hosts. Send messages, including text, email, and even call. All from our amazing new Guardian Radio app. Download it free today in your App Store for your Apple device or Play Store for your Android device. The all-new and improved Guardian Radio app.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Shaman's scandal in the family. Now, oh, oh, it's really ill. Shaman's scandal in the family.
Before the break, Aaron, you mentioned that this is no, what's happening within the FNM is nothing strange, right? This has happened before, it played out into the public before, where there was political turmoil or seemingly political turmoil within this party. Right, it's we had the experience where there seemed to be a coup, and we put it in quotes there by Loretta Butler Turner against Minutes before, and where they publicly challenged the leadership. And again, we see as if there are seeming in the breeze and in the darkness, it seems to be a coup. It's going to be a coup attempt again, right? And I remember the last time such a thing happened. Right, it took charisma. Right, because they said that Minutes lacked charisma during that time, and that he needed to import certain set of people to make him and his reign more attractive. And then, of course, we had the Ingram factor, which came in and solidify the FNM to be a choice because they weren't an option before. They're saying there are a number of persons saying the same thing about Pintat. Pintat lacks the same charisma that Minutes has, and that he needs to have charisma added to him. And perhaps that he needs a person or dynamic person like an Ingram to come in and solidify his leadership, right? And this is why there's turmoil. And we're watching him play out. The same acting that came out against Minutes is coming out against Pintat. And we want to know why. If it wasn't nice the last time, why would Minutes orchestrate such a thing again? But I have a caller here. Let's pass the caller through, then have you be the last words, Aaron. Go ahead, caller.
Yes, and I hope this is not a problem. And yes, the screen and Mr. Nuri, listen, I just want to make a little more. Watch this. Okay, under the Hubert Minutes-led government, Mr. Minutes took some PLP members of parliament to court, or the government, or the attorney general office, however you want to put it. Now, whether they were right or wrong, the court found them not guilty. At the end of the day, it's us who are stuck to pay these people millions of dollars. It's still under his lead. In other words, this is what is so puzzling to me. What else do you want? In other words, guys, please, would y'all just ask the former prime minister to leave it alone? All the others have done that. He's not going to die if you leave it alone. Please, go away. That's all it is.
I appreciate you, Gola. Aaron. Aaron,
yes,
you there?
Sir.
Many,
I'm here, I'm here.
Many are called, but few are chosen. Is Minutes the chosen one? Is Michael Pintad the chosen one? There needs to be some rectifying and conclusion as to who is the leader of the FNM party.
I think we need to go on that, because I think that sentiment, which is prevalent, right? I think lots of people are thinking that, and think that that's the question that we need to answer. And I suggest that until we disrupt the political culture sufficiently, we're going to continue to perpetuate this gang culture where there must be one leader one ruler, one party, one man, when really we should demand that the political parties that want to lead us develop and entrench a leadership philosophy, right? A leadership theos, a theology, a philosophy that belongs to the party, that any person who is chosen to lead or volunteers to lead can understand and commit to. And then it becomes a shared commitment and a shared vision. The style of governance that they insist engaging will only perpetuate this political culture, and they will continue to fall as victims to the very same political culture that they thought was propping up their career.
I see I have another caller here. Let's squeeze this in. But I appreciate you remind me of that PLP rant. One leader! Because we tend to forget that this too happened inside the PLP when there was turmoil. But let's patch this caller. One leader! Patch caller, true producer.
Yeah.
Make it quick. There can only be 30 seconds.
Yeah, Nuri, listen. The reason why, with that dismal performance Dr. Minnis had the last time, it can't be he coming back for us. He see what Brave Davis doing with those carbon credits, and he see the kind of money the office of the prime minister could manipulate, him and the blue-eyed boys that pushing him, and that's why they don't trust Pintard with that kind of money, because Minnis is a true to face of the blue-eyed boys.
That's why he head back here. You and your conspiracy theories, caller. You and your conspiracy theories. I don't believe none of that. But this has been Guardian Radio in the AM with C.A. Nuri. Erin Green was with me once again via Zoom. I'm hoping that she's able to come in studio tomorrow, hippity hopping in. We'll see if that happens or I'll be here hosting again. But woe is me. Shame and scandal seems to be happening in that F&M family. We see you tomorrow.
Shame and scandal in the family.